Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Alien Hunger, a quick start adventure for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1991's Alien Hunger, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Today we're discussing page 59 of Alien Hunger. The pre-generated player characters of Alien Hunger continue today with Arnold Flash Simpson. You can go to patreon.com/megadumbcast to see an illustration of Flash. You've also heard about him throughout the book, the fact that he is an ex-football player, the fact that he is now an untalented washed-up salesman who spends most of his time drinking beer, chasing girls at shitty bars. A literal reading of his history will show that he peaked in college, but the energy here is very much peaked in high school. Let's talk about the sad story of Flash. Quote, Flash was the stereotypical college football star. Almost. He did not have the soft life many people associate with prominent athletes, and spent much of his youth on streets, fighting, stealing, and running from the police. I don't know if it's a stereotype that college athletes come from privileged backgrounds. That's not my perception, but I don't follow college football. I'm not a sports guy. I am a grammar guy. And I'll tell you that it's fucking weird when you don't use the definite article with streets when you talk about growing up on them. When someone asks you about your tough childhood, you say, I grew up on the streets. You don't say, I grew up on streets. That doesn't sound tough. That sounds like you are a scooter. Anyway, I kid about Flash's difficult childhood, but his mother died when he was 5 years old. His father neglected him. He spent most of his time on the streets. These streets. Flash is not a scooter. This is a tragic story. He got the nickname Flash for his ability to evade police, it says, not for his quickness on the football field. This was actually before he started playing football, and I can see the nickname. This is pretty impressive because keep in mind, like, I think Flash is a preteen at this point. You don't find a lot of 11 and 12-year-olds consistently outrunning the police, like in chases on foot. Although granted, the Denver Police Department is probably a little bit distracted and busy, given that they have a homicide rate like a fucking slasher movie. Quote, an indifferent student at best, Flash might have dropped out of high school had it not been for a girlfriend's insistence he try out for the football team. While they broke up shortly thereafter, Flash found a new love, the crowds who would cheer him on as he ran over the opposition. He stayed in high school and was offered a scholarship to Colorado University, where he gained a great deal of local fame as a linebacker and the focus of the team's defense. He managed to squeeze through CU Boulder with a degree in history, but a late season injury in his final year left him with no offers from any of the pro teams. So that's kind of the high watermark for Flash that we've just passed. He started playing football for a girl, and the girl lost interest, or maybe he lost interest in her, but he's like, oh, I like this football thing. Played it through high school, played it through college, became a star football player, then got injured, so football's over. In a very neat arc, Flash has gotten into school, gotten a girl, gotten into football, lost the girl, gotten out of football, left school, and now he is right back at ground level where he started. He is once again out on streets, if you will. Quote, he drifted into sales and became one-third of a small computer company formed by Teresa Harper. He was the sales representative. His job was to wine and dine the buyers and put off all technical questions. He was remarkably good at it. His youth on the streets of Denver had given him the ability to blend in almost anywhere, as well as a kind of innate knowledge about what people wanted. Interesting. Let's put a flag on that. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. But you know what? It makes sense. The thing is, and I don't, you might not know this, you might have come from a privileged background. When you grow up on streets, there's two main things you learn. How to fit in the company of and understand the needs of prospective corporate clients in need of computer technology. It's how you survive. Now, it goes on to say here that Teresa and Flash were noticed by Prester when they were at Emerson's bank getting a loan from Emerson. We know this story. Quote, Flash has acquaintances but few friends, Terry being foremost among these. Many of his associates are people that he has picked up in the various clubs, including a string of ex-lovers and other club hoppers that he continues to hang out with and meet. Most of the rest are business people met through the company. Flash really has no hobbies other than cruising chicks and bar hopping. So, slight spoilers for tomorrow, Flash has contacts three, more than Monica Bellhurst, the assistant DA, more than his colleague at the computer company, Teresa Harper, more than millionaire banker Emerson Wilkerson III. I don't think we need to embarrass anime figurine enthusiast Marcus Smith Kearns by getting into how many friends he may or may not have. Arnold Simpson is the contacts guy in this group, and his contacts are potential clients for the computer consulting firm that he is a salesman for, despite not knowing one goddamn thing about computers, and people in bars who he fucked one time. That is Arnold Simpson's main contribution a vast network of people he fucked one time. It's like a vast web of disappointment that he has spread over all of Denver. Now, there's a Your Role section here that tells you what your function is in the group, if you're Flash Simpson, but I don't really need to lay any of this out for you. I don't think the book does either. You're dumb, you have no moral fiber, you just want to have a good time and you don't think too hard about anything, and your gut response to problems is violence. Oh, I do want to point out as well, under notes on this page, it contradicts what it said earlier about how Flash has these associates that are like a string of ex-lovers and club hoppers who he meets with frequently. It says Flash's contacts are gang leaders, fences, and drug dealers from his days on the streets. Maybe we're meant to understand that the aforementioned club hoppers, ex-lovers, business associates just don't count. Like, they're not on the character sheet anywhere, even though they're really the only ones mentioned in the main body of his entry, like who he knows, what his contacts are. Or it could be that these two descriptions are really describing the same group from different angles. I mean, it would explain a lot if his success in sales of a product he knows nothing about to people in a profession and a social class with which he is very unfamiliar may stem from fucking them. So that way you got your business contacts and your ex-lovers. He meets them in bars, right, to wine and dine them. So like a bar and grill, that's a bar. I mean, that's official doctrine anyway. That a bar and grill is both full bar and full grill. So now clients, ex-lovers, bar hoppers, all one group. If those people are also drug dealers or gang leaders or fences, now everything in this page agrees. Is Flash outfitting the street gangs of Gothpunk, Denver, Colorado with IT systems to modernize on the cusp of a new millennium? Could be. We can't say for sure. All we can say for sure is that if he is doing that, he also is fucking them. So we've got a gradually coalescing theme happening with this character, which is why the following is the dumbest thing in this page. Quote, image. Think of Flash Gordon in the movie. He is coarser featured, though, not so attractive, but he is able to offset that to some extent by the skill with which he wears clothes and blends in. Why has he got to be an uglier Flash Gordon? I'm passing over the fact that we've now added Flash Gordon to Columbo and the Terminator in the star-studded gothpunk city of Denver, Colorado. Why has he got to be an uglier Flash Gordon? What do you have against this guy, Book? He's a football player who can't play football. He's a computer salesman who doesn't know anything about computers. He has criminal contacts, but he's not a criminal. His job is to hobnob with computer experts and corporate decision makers, neither of which he knows anything about. He's a local celebrity who most local people no longer know about. He's got a bachelor's degree that he barely earned and doesn't use. All this guy has going for him is a string of ex-lovers, living evidence stretched across the breadth of gothpunk Denver that this tragic motherfucker who clawed his way up from streets to be the worst salesman in Denver, if nothing else, here's a guy who can get people to fuck him one time. Why has he got to be an ugly Flash Gordon? Why? Why can't he be good at this one thing? Especially given that his best friend, Teresa, she's got appearance four. Just handed it out to her. She's a genius doctor, world-class chemist with Wolverine claws. Is the best, most compassionate person you've ever met, and she runs a successful business, and she actually knows something about computers on top of knowing something about basically everything else. And you just gave her appearance four. Flash has nothing else. I mean, he can fight. We'll talk about that a little more tomorrow. He's got some physical abilities as a vampire. He's got some combat abilities. But you know what? That's RPG bullshit. That is niche filling in the group, making Flash the combat guy. That's not his background. He didn't grow up fighting on streets. He grew up running on streets. He's called Flash because he ran away from the cops. He knows fences and drug dealers. He was out there on streets as a preteen, and now he's not even on streets anymore, and his job certainly has nothing to do with fighting. On a meta role-playing game level, yes, it makes sense to have a combat character in the group, but on a storytelling level, on a personal level, Flash is not about what he can do in streets. He's about what he can do in sheets. He's a lover. One-time single-use lover. And about the only thing he's got going for him, even in that category, is that he looks like Flash Gordon, why'd you have to say, but not as hot as Flash Gordon. So that undercutting is the dumbest thing in this page, but we're going to get into even more detail about how Flash Simpson got absolutely shafted, like his many ex-lovers, on two different occasions in this book, unlike Flash's ex-lovers, when we look at his character sheet next time on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Social media was never healthy and is now dying, so if you want to contact me, you can email me. I am megadumbcast@gmail.com. This season's theme song is Suck City by Black Math, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/black_math. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.